From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. A massive snowstorm that blanketed the U.S. East Coast moves out to sea, leaving at least 17 people dead. The storm that began late Friday and ended early Sunday dumped near-record snowfall in some major U.S. cities and caused heavy flooding along the coast. Residents emerged after daybreak on Sunday with snowplows and shovels, while tens of thousands of stranded travelers scrambled to get to their destinations or find alternate arrangements. The U.S. National Weather Service reported 45 centimeters of snow fell at Reagan National Airport outside Washington, its official tally for snowfall in the District of Columbia. Public transportation in Washington remained shut down on Sunday, while Reagan and Dulles International Airports also were closed for a second straight day. Here in Washington, at least 500 people flocked to the city's popular DuPont Circle Park for a friendly snow battle. The snowball fight organized by the Washington, D.C. Snowball Fight Association was one of several held throughout the city and organized by residents through Facebook. Syrian forces recaptured the town of Rabia on Sunday, continuing their series of victories over rebels in the northwestern Syrian province of Latakia. Rabia is about 10 kilometers south of the Turkish border. It is one of more than a dozen areas the Syrian government said its fighters took control of in recent days. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors violence in Syria, said the pro-government troops were backed by Russian airstrikes and got strategic help from Russian military officers. This is VOA. Iranian officials say the country's flagship airline will finalize a deal to purchase 114 jets from European plane maker Airbus when Iranian President Hassan Rouhani visits France on Wednesday. Iranian media quoted Transport Minister Abbas Akhundi as saying Iran Air and Airbus will sign the agreement. Akhundi has not given any specific terms, including the price of the planes. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Laos, where he will lay the groundwork for a February summit with leaders of the 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations. Kerry arrived in the capital Vientiane late Sunday. It is the first leg of a three-nation tour of Asia that also includes stops in Cambodia and China. During his stay, Kerry and the Asian leaders will discuss pressing regional issues, including the South China Sea dispute, and growing concerns about North Korea's nuclear program. In February, President Obama will host the ASEAN summit in the U.S. state of California. The Lao Communist Party has undergone a change in leadership during its 10th Party Congress. The leadership change provides a signal of Laos's future direction as it prepares to chair ASEAN. Ron Corbin has more from Bangkok.
The week-long Lao Communist Party Congress was marked by the election of the 78-year-old party veteran, Bunhang Vorachit, as the new Secretary-General. Bunhang has long-standing ties with Vietnam, dating back to military training and as a student. He succeeded Chumalai Sayason, who had been in the post for 10 years. State media said nearly 700 delegates representing the more than 200,000 party members attended the five-day congress in Vientiane, the 10th congress since the Communist Party came to power in 1975. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
Germany's interior minister said Sunday the country is still taking in around 2,000 refugees a day, but is now denying entry to about 200 others daily at its borders. The tighter border controls come as the EU's top economy last year took in a record 1.1 million refugees and migrants, straining German resources and sparking a heated domestic political debate. German Interior Minister Thomas de Maizière spoke to the newspaper Bild am Sonntag. So far this year, German federal police had rejected up to 200 people a day, he said, compared to just 400 people in all of October when border controls and registration procedures buckled under a mass influx. You can find more on those stories by checking our website at voanews.com. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.